So the first step to correct your status would be, I would create something called a non-taxpayer affidavit, or even something called political status correction. Name, correct your name for the record. You, when your name was created on a birth certificate, they think they own this. So you have to learn how to create it in a private trust. The Social Security number is a trust. If you look it up, Social Security Trust Administration. It's a public administration. You have to learn how to create your private administration. So you can start with a church or even a tribe. You can correct your status with a tribe, a church. It's called the Shahada with Muslims. I'm not sure what it's called with Jewish people, but they all undergo a status change. In the Christian community, it's called being baptized. So your baptismal certificate can be also correct your status, and you can use this to identify in the public. Everybody go to OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's DonKilam. You can subscribe there and get access to Don Kalam University at DonKilam.com. You can also follow me on the Instagram at DON_KILAM. Again, that's DON_KILAM. Much peace and love. Peace and love. It's your boy Don Kalam in Las Vegas, Nevada. Here with Chief Amir Zaire, Dream Keepers Radio. Let's get it, Chief, man.
Yeah, man, we good. We good. Glad to be here, man. Up in the Vegas, Sin City.
I had to come to your neck of the woods, man.
Yeah, man.
Man, I like this. Where we at, the studio, man.
The studio nice.
I like this, man. It felt good coming into Las Vegas, man. I had to see what you go through.
Especially right after Formula One, man. That's crazy.
I haven't had no sleep, really.
I could tell. Time zone difference.
I know what jet lag feels like now.
Man, I'm telling you, that's how I was like a couple weeks ago when we was out there.
I'm like today, I was like, man, I do not feel like getting up. Yeah. I was like, man, I know Chief feels like this, but he don't ever say nothing about it.
Nah, I don't. But yo, we got to get it done. You know what I mean? So that's what it's about. So.
We got a little sleep in, and then we went to your nail shop, man.
Yeah, you came out to Royal Exclusive Nails.
Yeah, and then, you know, my assistant that's with me, like, she was really inspired. Like, that's why I had to call you. Mm-hmm. Like, even though I was tired, right. I didn't even want to talk on the phone, but mm-hmm. I wanted her to know, like, I don't even remember what she said. Mm-hmm. But I just know that whatever went down, she was inspired by what she heard.
That's nice.
She said she heard some Bible scriptures.
Yeah.
Got her reading the Bible.
Yeah.
I said, don't start with the King James.
Yeah, my consort is definitely in. You silly. My consort is definitely in tune, man. You know, the nail shop is a dope spot, man. You know,
I didn't even know it went down like that.
Yeah, man. It definitely goes down like that in the nail shop, man.
Man, $1 million with the game at the nail shop.
Right. Right.
That was mind-blowing.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I like how everything vibed. Everybody, you know, got y'all stuff done. Everybody looking good, you know.
Yeah. She's still, like, showing all her people, taking pictures.
Dope.
That means she got the royal treatment. Yeah. Her feet ain't rough no more. They smooth.
No scratchies.
Yeah, they smooth, man. The sheets ain't sticking to her feet.
That's funny.
Yeah, man.
No static electricity.
Yeah. Royal Exclusive Nails, Henderson, Nevada, man. Check it out, man.
Check it out.
Real life, man. Yeah. And it just feels good to be back in Vegas. A little nippy.
Yeah, it is.
But regardless, all these challenges, we've been going through some challenges. Mm-hmm. But it continues to, we leveling up. Mm-hmm. Continuing to leveling up.
Yeah, you know, and especially, like I said, here it is that we're like almost a week out of the sowing season. So now we're in the season of unripe. And so now this is that time we're in the cultivation season. So all the stuff that has happened 2 months ago, now we're in the season of cultivating. So it's cold. So think about, you know, the animals going to hibernate and things like that. This is also a good time to start traveling and stuff like that because the prices is low. That's a hint. But anyway, but in the season of unripe, you know, we're in this time of cultivation. And so now we're working on the things that we have sown, you know, whether it was your finances, your relationships, whatever. This is a good time now to start saying, okay, now we got to cultivate these things. Now we got to start developing. And now we got to start brainstorming and how we going to, you know, get ready for that harvest, you know.
I just know with me personally, the stuff I'm sticking with, I'm seeing the rewards. Mm-hmm. Like, I can feel the rewards. Mm-hmm. Like, it just feels right. It mm-hmm. feels good. I know I'm doing the right thing. I'm not even worrying about the contention.
Right.
You know, because there's always going to be contention.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, you're sowing tares, you're reaping joy, you know. And so there was a lot of contentions, a lot of adversities that happened all throughout this time. But we're here, you know what I mean? And like you said, you feel it and you see it. But this is just the seed. So just imagine. And that's what I love about the seed, because if you sow an apple seed, you know that it's going to produce an apple. So just imagine every seed that we've sown, it has to produce what we sown.
That's right, man. I like how you word
that. Yeah, that's dope, man. Totally.
And I do talk about a little bit of my personal life, you know, but I don't get too deep about it. But I just want, I'm confident in what I do. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't really talk about your goals too much to people until they've already manifested or you're doing them. But I had to talk with my attorney before the nail shop. They called me before going to get my mani and pedi. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of on edge because the email I sent talking about I don't make any income.
Right.
I don't have any assets.
Right.
And I have a baby land deed. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking the worst, right?
Right.
Man, everything went smoothly. Dope. They're like, so what is the unincorporated association, the church? Mm-hmm. What are they willing to pay for child support? You know, like, are they willing to help you assist in child care? I'm like, yeah, $500 a week, you know? And they're like, okay, we'll mark it now.
Right.
Like, that's like... It's the information in courts is what you volunteer. Mm-hmm.
And you know what's funny that you say that too is like a lot of times in our minds, we have our minds makes this the issues really big until you fight it and you go head on and you be like, oh man, I was sitting here thinking about this. Yeah, this whole time and it wasn't like that. And just imagine how, you know, we sweep things under the rug or we wait, you know, and try to say, okay, I'm gonna get to it. And that's because we really don't want to deal with it because we're afraid or, you know, we have some type of anxiety about it. But when we finally deal with it, we're like, man, I should have been to this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, because I'm you know, Virgos, we in our head. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, I'm just thinking the worst, man. Because, you know, you don't want to be labeled the sovereign or whatever. You don't want to come in the court with that jacket.
Right.
And it was just, I had it together. And then you're showing me more stuff that you're on with unincorporated associations.
Yeah.
And when we had the phone conference call with our business partner, he was talking about the baby landees and they went to court. I know he's not going to lie to me. Mm-hmm. So that gave me the level of it, wanting to do it, but still, I was still nervous, you know?
Well, because like you said, this is new territory. And so a lot of times we walk into, you know, new territories, we like, ugh. So it ain't like, you have the confidence, but it's the what ifs.
Right.
Like, okay, I know that this worked, but what if?
It actually made me feel like one of my students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But so what would you tell your student? I'm gonna go through it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And I think that's what reason why what people draw to you and draw to me is because of when we're giving them the information, they can feel it because we're not telling them something, you know, that we're not going through or that we didn't experience. And so now when we're saying ABC and then they do it, we can recognize how they felt when they first did it or before they did it. We can recognize what they're feeling when they're going through and we can recognize with them how is it after. You see what I'm saying? And so that's the stuff that I love.
Well, with me personally, because a lot of people always ask me, what books do you read? Or what? That's why I start writing books. Mm-hmm. And then I know that I can get pretty far by myself, but I know I can. You got to get farther with people,
right?
And when you came into the realm, my realm, I felt like I had an actual advisor. Mm-hmm. I could trust your judgment, your intuition, you know. And it hasn't led me astray yet.
I appreciate that.
Look at us,
right. Right. You know, hey, but like I said, we're both good ground. And so we definitely value and see that in each other. And that helps us continue to push. Hey, I motivate you, you motivate me. And that's a team. You know, now we continue to move forward. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's not like I'm just trying to, hey, here's him. Go talk to him. This is my mentor, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we mentor each other.
Right.
And then even with your wives, bro, they cold, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. I should know though. You should know, but that's not portrayed. That's not just if you got to be around it to know. You know, I'm not around them like that.
Right.
But bro, I want to tell you, Jasmine isn't. I didn't know.
Yeah,
I knew about Kiana now, but I didn't know about Jasmine.
On point, man. They on point. They definitely on point, man. You know, it makes me proud because number one, you know, they say, you know, beside every good man is a good woman, you know, or good women, in my case, you know. And it's true because of not only do I, you know, sow it in them, but they definitely, you know, help nurture, you know, the gift that's inside of me. You know, they encourage me, they motivate me, and they also say, hey, it look like you're going off track a little bit.
She want to be part of the tribe.
You know what I mean?
For real. I said, look, you know what I'm saying? I like, because I see the hard work she put in or whatever. Mm-hmm. Been helping me, and I'm like, man, I will make sure, you know, reach out, talk, you know, and you're a father before anything, you know, a man before anything, you done raised people, you know what I mean, her age, you know what I mean, so that's how I look at it. That's why I told your wife, I said, that's my pops too, shit.
I ain't that old now.
But, you know, I mean, I like, you're a father figure, you know, like, and that's another reason why I want to highlight this, because if you're birds of a feather flock together, if you're taking advice from somebody that's not living that advice, what's the point? If people are taking advice from you, I don't care if you're saying the right or the wrong thing. Okay, now you know what the fuck you're talking about now, but it's going to lead them to unity.
Yeah,
it's going to lead them to a solid foundation. Yeah. Their family is going to come together.
Yeah. Most definitely. Yeah, because, you know, it's all about purity, you know, and my thing is always trying to bring people together. You know, hey, let's find that common ground. Let's find that, you know, that place of, you know, common unity so that we could come together and form. You know what I mean? And, like, people make mistakes. People mess up. People do all that. But at the end of the day, sometimes it was like, yo, I didn't know. Sometimes it's their environment. You know what I mean? Because once again, when you're in a certain environment, and a lot of times that we have, you know, these feelings and these desires and stuff, but when you're in an environment, that environment is going to always supersede that.
That's it.
You see what I'm saying? It's always going to supersede that. And so once again, we have to make sure that we're in the right environment. Some of us have temptations. Some of us has, you know, a lot of things that we deal with. So you got to make sure you're not in those environments that's going to actually cause that that's in you to come out. You know what I mean? Or on the positive side, you want to get her in those good environments that can nurture and cultivate those good things that's inside you to come out as well.
Because, like, you know, I've helped people get out of child support, a lot of different things, right? So just since coming into the realm with you, I don't want to help people with child support no more. Mm-hmm. How about you figure out what Chief's doing, because he ain't never been on child support. you dig what I'm saying? Right. And that's how I'm looking at it, because I can help you get out of child support, but what's going to put your family back together?
Yeah. And that's the thing. And it's all about the heart, because a lot of times people want to get off the child support, but it's like, are you probably supposed to be on child support?
I don't, listen, I don't, like, we'll take it personal right now. My life did not get better when I got off child support. Mm-hmm. My first win was $1 a month.
Right.
Baby mama ain't fucked with me since. So excuse my language. Baby mama has not talked to me since.
Right.
And then getting off child support, it's like, you're still dealing with the divisional courts. Mm-hmm. It's a division. You're dividing your vision. So you got to have a vision.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, our children didn't ask to be here.
Right, that's
it. You know
what
I mean? And so we have to just take those responsibilities. And a lot of times what I've learned, you know, through life coaching and counseling and things like that in relationships, a lot of times it's a big misunderstanding. And not only just a big misunderstanding, feelings are involved. You know, I could say something and didn't really intend it that way, but I said it. This woman took it and she heard something in her head and caused her to go. Wow. And now my pride or my ego is saying, ah, forget that. But a woman is leaving and she's really saying, come stop me.
It sounds like
But the man is like, nah, I ain't stopping him. And so now we, you know, now both egos is in the play. And then it's not till later on. Now, if you never get back together, then that's something that probably could have been reconciled if we both would have just killed our ego. But if y'all did get back together, it was like, now you're talking about it like, you know, well, why did you leave? Well, it wasn't that I just didn't leave. You know, you should have stopped me. Well, I shouldn't have stopped you. What? You shouldn't have just left. And so it's like a hit and miss, whereas that I just learned to, like, let's just talk out our feelings. Let's just talk out our emotions and say, hey, this is what I felt. This is why I said that. You see what I'm saying? I said that because of this, you know, and then things will work out. Me, like I said, if I'm with you, I'm with you. I'm trying to roll. You see what I'm saying? I ain't got time. If I seen the vision and I seen a life with you, then I know that that's what's supposed to happen, and that's why I pursued you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you know, people do ask me for relationship advice. Mm-hmm. I say, y'all want to end up like me? I can take you as far as me now.
Right.
It's that simple, man. So I don't give relationship advice.
You stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane, man.
Yeah, you stay in your lane, but you're successful at what you do.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
That's
and
so, it.
But once again, you know, it's a jack of all trades, right? People always trying to say, yeah, I can do that. No, you can't. You know? And you say, hey, this is what I can do.
And that's where I'm at right now. Like when I was talking last night, I'm like, man, like, I don't like the public. Mm-hmm. You seem to like helping the public. Mm-hmm. I started off in the public, so I know what to do.
Right.
So why not get behind somebody who wants to do it? Mm-hmm. It's that simple,
man. Yeah.
Simple as that. Use your talents for what you... that's gonna propel you forward the quickest. Like I was talking with him, like iron sharpens iron. That's how every relationship has to be in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, and then people with me that's around me, I don't like appointing positions. Because mm-hmm. with me, if you're a true entrepreneur, your position might change mm-hmm. tomorrow.
Facts.
You know, I might need you somewhere else tomorrow, you know?
Facts.
So,
but you know, and I think that's why I could relate it to that. And I know you talked to me about that, you know, with one situation, I can point that out because that's in me. And so my thing is, I don't feel like I should have to delegate. I feel like you should have a heart.
That's it.
And if you have a heart, you already do. You know, like, I don't need somebody to say, hey, there's something on the floor.
But it works for you.
Right.
We'll be back after a quick break.
There's no such thing to practice law. It's called a bar card or a British accredited registry card. They take an oath to uphold rules to the crown, which is in Britain. So there's no such thing to license practice law. If you look up Abraham Lincoln, he was a lawyer. He wasn't an attorney. So attorneys might have to be licensed, but there's no such thing as a licensed lawyer. Again, it's called a British accredited registry. It's part of a membership. It's like a fraternity, like the Freemasons or any other private club or community that you'd be part of, that you have to show your private membership. And this is what they do. Everybody go to OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's DonKilam. You can subscribe there and get access to Don Kalam University at DonKilam.com. You can also follow me on the Instagram at DON_KILAM. Again, that's DON_KILAM. Much peace and love. It don't necessarily work for me.
I mean, but it's... I had to learn, though, in a relationship or a situation I was in, I had to learn, like, everybody has different learning styles. And so some people need to be told what to do. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know, because a lot of times people are saying, like, you know, they're going 100 miles a minute in their mind. And they're like, should I do? Well, if I do, and then I, you know, and so sometimes it's like, hey, can you do this? And they'd be like, oh, okay, I thought so, but, you know, and then just say, yeah, that's cool. You know, you just take the initiative. If you see something, and then give them the permission.
That's game. If y'all are business owners, entrepreneurs, that's some game right there.
And give them the permission. I was always taught with one of me and my mentors, you know, we had a center, you know, and he was like, you know, it's like, it was always hard to get people to be activated and do things. And I was like, hey, you know, we came up with the thought, we got to make this like it's theirs. If they feel like they have ownership in it and they have possessions in it, then they're going to do more.
That's facts.
You see what I'm saying? And so start giving people, you know, positions or start giving people certain things in their skill set. Now we started to see things blossom because now they felt a part of it and not just somewhere where they just come in to just, you know, just learn versus, yeah, you learning, but you're also an asset to this too. So.
That's deep right there. That's $1 million worth of game right there. Yeah. I like that, man.
Yeah. But it was trial and error, man. You know, and like I said, I seen you metamorph, bro. Like, you'd be surprised. A lot of people be hitting me up. Don, I said, listen, man, Don is metamorphing, man.
Yeah,
you know
no
what I mean?
Doubt. I know anybody that actually rocks with me, you're going to get people that talk good about me, and you're going to get people that talk bad about
me.
So it's just... If you know who I am, you know who I am.
Yeah, you got to accept the light and the darkness, you know what I mean? And that's the thing, because I'm not all easy peasy either. You see what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people see this side of me, and that's why people think that they could take advantage, because I believe in meekness. Meekness is strength under control. You see what I'm saying? And so I'm a lion.
There you go.
I'm a lion. You feel me? I'm a lion, but I don't have to display that.
Said meekness is strength under control.
Strength under control.
That's the real right there.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm a lion at the end of the day, but I don't have to go around showing you that I'm a lion.
Right.
But you're going to see the lion when it's necessary.
I mean, if people know you and they look at your life, they know you a lion. Because only someone with strength could build the empire that you have. Mm-hmm. You know, and people do have more than what you have. Yeah. But our people don't have nothing close to what you have. Well, I can't speak on for you, but where I grew up, you know, you're living a dream from, you know, you got land. Your land's bigger than my whole projects where I grew up, you know. So yeah, I'm just being honest, man.
Yeah, you know, but it took time, you know what I mean? And it took, I look at it like this, you know, when you're building a house, the man is the house, right? The woman is the walls. You know, the children and everybody else who you have in the house is the furnishings in that house. And so my job is to provide the vision, you know, provision, provide the vision. You feel me?
My job
is to provide the vision.
Provide the vision.
I have the people around me to say, hey, I take the vision, and I incubate it, and I birth it out. You see what I'm saying? So the women that I have in my life, their job is to build on the vision that I'm giving them. You see what I'm saying? The children and everybody else is now furnishing the vision. They're also receiving that which, the fruit of it, you know? And so it's just a one big structure, one big house. And it's just ancient nomadic. You know, when you look at the ancient nomads, you know, the woman's job was to provide the roof on the tent. And then when the roof got messed up, they took the roof off. Right. And then they made it as a carpet, or they built the extra wall to expand the tent. You see what I'm saying? And so that's the whole thing. It's like your household has to get bigger. Your tribe has to get bigger. If your tribe doesn't get bigger, then you're not growing.
That's deep.
You see what I'm saying? Because you got to think, in a nomadic lifestyle, you was always moving from place to place. And so if you were small, you would be overtaken. Now we look at the American dream, two kids, a man and a woman and a dog, 2.5, you know, kids. And then that's cool. But and then it says the money, the finances. Well, in ancient times, the more kids you had, the more wealthy you were. You see what I'm saying? Because you had more work, you had more, you know, their land and everything, and they were able to take, and they, I mean, not take, but able to do. And so how I look at that, I still kept that old mentality and say, hey, as my family expand, I know that I'm more blessed because now I'm able to be more fruitful. And with that fruit, I put them in a position to grow. Once you drop the seed and once you give the instructions, right, it grows on its own. So I don't have to keep feeding it and feeding it. It grows on its own. You see what I'm saying? So people say, well, how do you do this? Look, you got to have the principles. Once you build your family, and you got the right people in play, and you cultivate it, it's going to grow. You just have to maintain it.
So no Section 8 for you?
You see what I'm saying? So you have to maintain it.
No, that's deep, bro.
You know?
That's deep, man.
And then for those who are on the Section 8, here's the thing. If you're on things like that, don't get on that and then start spending your money frivolously.
There you go.
Utilize that extra resources that you have to now go get assets. You see what I'm saying?
There you go.
Utilize those
and
things.
And trust, so you don't have to disclose them.
Exactly. And trust. Yeah, don't disclose them things. But utilize those things. You know, like wherever you at right now, just stop overspending. If you want assets and things like that, you have the stuff right there. But maybe you just got to, you know, put away certain other things and prioritize. That's it.
That's it. That's it.
You know, because people have it when they really... If they really want it, they'll get it.
I know. I believe without a doubt, you know, in the urban areas, the ghettos, or whatever you want to call them, of America, my people spending more money on weed than anything, or things of that nature. Even soda, Newports, cigarettes, or even stop driving your car for a second, you know, save on some.
I'm from Harlem, so it's about clothes.
You can buy land.
Yeah, man.
For the same price you buying that zip for.
Yeah.
You can get a land for a lot less than you can grow your own cannabis.
You get acres for $3,000, $4,000. Yes. You see what I'm saying? But a lot of people are not privy to that.
I didn't know it was possible until you put it in front of my face, though.
But that's the reason why I was in front of your face, because you had that inside you, though. And it took that divine intervention to come together to say, okay, boom. You see what I'm saying? Like, you were already confirming the things that I said and I seen that I was doing it, what I wanted to do in my life. That's how I knew you was an asset to me. I'm confirming the things that you already wanted in your life.
I mean, yeah, that's why I've always believed in intentions anyways. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and then also, like, I was just talking with my old friend yesterday. I knew I was supposed to keep people in my life that were no good for me. Mm-hmm. I knew that I was supposed to keep them around because it was a learning lesson. Mm-hmm. I had to, if I would have chose to walk away from that situation, it was going to be somebody else. I just knew that it was a learning lesson. And ever since I walked, this is a couple years ago, when I went through that situation, I've been finding loyalty, like people that are loyal.
You know, loyalty is good, but I will say this. It was a pastor, Ron Carpenter, taught me this about relationships. When you're building a building, right, sometimes you need scaffolding, okay? You need the scaffolding, which is temporary, to help you build the building. But once the building is complete, you no longer need the scaffolding. So you got to remove the scaffolding.
Right.
Some people in your life are scaffolding.
Right.
Some people in your life is the building.
That's deep.
You see what I'm saying? But we sometimes want to hold on to the scaffolding because we felt, you know, that connection and we loved them and, you know, whatever. But they was only there to help you build the building. You see what I'm saying? But those who are there on the building... Those who are a part of the building, you're going to know, because those people you can't get rid of. Those people is always going to stay with you. Those people see the vision, pour into the vision, cultivate the vision, help you. You know, they're always there. And so those are the people that you know that's a part of that building. And that's how I learned about relationships. And to be honest, that's how I navigate. And I'm like, well, this person was in my life and... But it didn't work out. But that's why they were scaffolding. And so what I always say, utilize, and I'm going to say this, use, but not in a malicious intent. Because if you're someone of importance or someone with value, you want to be used. But you also want to gain as well.
Right.
So utilize the resources that has been given to us. You know, use those things. Because you don't want a resource like you coming into my life and me not utilize that. That would be stupid of me. You see what I'm saying? And me coming into your life and utilizing that would be foolish of you to do. So we have to use that, but also benefit with each other with that. You see what I'm saying?
That's fact.
And so a lot of times people get mad and say, you know what? That's what I learned in the urban communities. When they get upset, they say, forget it. But when people who have a wealth mindset or more of a community mindset, they could be upset, be like, hey, I'll see you tomorrow at the business meeting. Okay.
I mean, or say I quit and still show up tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like nothing ever happened. Come on. Like, this boy bipolar. Yeah.
But that's the thing.
But that's life, man. That's life. Yeah, that's life.
That's
yeah.
life. And a lot of times we get so emotional and so messed up, we just sabotage everything. You know what I mean? And we got to just stop and say, look, bro, you acting like a wild horse in a China collection. You see what I'm saying? Like, calm down, you know?
Like, I was in a situation like that. As a sales job, we traveled the United States. Good job, man. Mm-hmm. And I got fired. And I was about to pack my stuff. But I was there with my little brother's like, I got fired 10 times. You better show up tomorrow. Right. No. You know what I mean? So I did, because I was going, you know, I'm right. that type. I'm going to take your word.
Right.
You know? But then I learned that's how wealthy people move type stuff like that, man.
You know, and a lot of times people say, you know, well, that's mind games. It's not, because if you really want it, nothing should stop you.
Well, you know, a lot of people that, this is a multi-million dollar company. These bosses make a lot of million dollar moves. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, they going through a lot too.
Yeah.
So everybody think they bipolar or whatever. The greatest business owners I know, people think they bipolar. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The greatest, you know, especially the women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but once again, it's like, I want to know if I got somebody on my team that can, how are you handling stress?
Right.
How can you deal with somebody? You know what I mean? Because if you just break apart, then you're somebody that I can't really use, because this is going, I can't guarantee that everything is going to be peaches and cream, everything. It's sometimes, and I tell people when they meet me, hey, you're going to love me, you're going to like me, and you're going to hate me. You see what I'm saying? I tell them this. Look, you're going to get all of me. You see what I'm saying? But understand that when those moments of hate, think about when you love me.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because of, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because of, I'm trying to get you somewhere. And the hardest thing in leadership to do when you're helping people is to get them to see themselves.
And that's a key word, leadership.
Yes.
Because that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. Yeah. We're leaders.
Yeah.
We're not here to try to boss people around. Mm-hmm. We want you to be in positions right with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's not for everybody.
No, it's not. It's not. You know, everybody is not. Well, I will say this. Everybody is a leader in their right. But it takes a special type of person to lead people. You know, it take like they say right. this, like sheep. You know, I use a scripture about the shepherd, and he, you know, he calls his sheep hears his voice. When people hear that and they really never dealt with animals, it's really hard to get a sheep to follow you. You have to be some type of special type of person
right.
to get a sheep or a herd, a flock of sheep to follow
now,
you, man.
'Cause you, same way with horses too.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes a special type of person. And so once again, it's all in the tact. It's all in, it's everything. You know, you can be like, hey, come here, everyone. That sheep looking at you like, you see what I'm saying? But it's something that these sheeps, you know, it's a real thing out here. But once again, it's leadership. And I also look in leadership is that if you never really went through nothing and things was just handed to you, it's going to be hard for you to be a leader, because when you're demanding things of people, you don't know how it felt. You see what I'm saying? Because you was never in that position. So I like a person who got to this position, understood that they was in the trenches, or understood that they was, you know, where they were at, and they up here. So now if they're saying something to you, it's not that they're not telling you to do something that they won't do. No, they done it, and they still will do it.
Yeah, and still will
you
do it.
You see what I'm saying?
I mean, just being Don Kalam,
mm-hmm.
there's days that I was $0 in the bank account, mm-hmm. negative bank, but right. I'll be back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I go right back to the trenches. It's been a while, mm-hmm. but not too long ago.
Most
you know,
definitely.
Like a year ago. I remember. I was like, man, I don't have no money. It took me like 5 hours to bust a move.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, we back on.
But you see that? But that's the adversity for you. And people like 5 hours. It took me 5 days. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But once again, it's that's the thing, because I know me, man. Like if I don't have some bread sometime, I'd be like, dang. I go into a state, bro, because, you know, I'm not.
Yeah,
I don't like
so
that.
My main thing is just to make sure that I don't regret the things I circulated the funds on or mm-hmm. invested in.
Mm-hmm.
But I just learned to make investments mm-hmm. now. So I always see a return, whether it might not be now, might be years down the road. But I know it's going to be a return.
Exactly. Because guess what? Even though we just got out of an actual time frame called sewing, but you could sew anytime. And so once again, like you said, circulate, you know, our job is to circulate, you know what I mean? To circulate that cash flow, to circulate, because eventually it's going to come back. But a lot of times we're stingy. And that's why one of the principles say, you know, when you see a person, you know, that need, don't pray knowing that you got what they need. You see what I'm saying? Give it to them. You see what I'm
that's
saying?
Deep
like,
right
I'll
there.
Pray that, you know, the Most High, whoever
yeah,
your God
so
is
going to. Me, I know that holding on to money is not going to make me money.
Mm-mm.
So I know not to hold on to it. Mm-hmm. So that's stagnation.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
If you're saving money, what you saving for? A rainy day? A rainy day will come.
It will come.
Yeah.
And guess what? The money that you thought you have is not going to help. You know, it's not. And it's best to circulate. It's best to use those things to generate assets or sow into somebody who you know that's doing something
right.
because it's going to come
back to
you.
And I definitely would sow into somebody because people are more valuable than money.
Yes.
I've always said that.
Most definitely.
Write this down if you're listening at home. People are more valuable than money. The people, mm-hmm. the United States corporation that we live in, mm-hmm. we think it's the government, is backed by our labor, the
yes.
people's labor.
Yes.
So people are more valuable than money.
Yes.
We'll be back after a quick break.
In a world where the tax system can seem overwhelming, one book is here to guide you towards financial empowerment. Introducing the Capitalizing Namepreneur, unleashing the power of tax credits by best-selling author Don Kalam. Are you looking to demystify the complexities of taxes and harness the power of tax credits? The Capitalizing Namepreneur provides an understanding of effectively utilizing your tax credits. Discover the secrets behind setting up a tax firm, understanding the Straumann name, protecting your assets, and navigating the implications of the Social Security Trust Fund. Don Kalam's expertise shines through every page. It's like having a personal financial advisor by your side. Get your copy of The Capitalizing Namepreneur today and unlock the power of tax credits to enhance your financial well-being. Order your copy now and take control of your tax strategies. The Capitalizing Namepreneur, Unleashing the Power of Tax Credits by Don Kalam. Available now at leading bookstores and online. Get your copy today.
Yes. They just found a way to monetize it.
Yes.
And so people are more important. And that's what I always say. People, when I pray for resources, that's what I really pray for. I pray for the people. Because people say, well, God bless me. Well, God used the people.
Oh, there you go.
To bless you. You see what I'm saying? Energy always, power always have to get grounded.
Wow.
And we're in the ground. And so the Most High needs us. And this is why I tell people with, you know, Judeo-Christian mentality sometimes. And they say, well, God don't need us. I say, well, how so? If he doesn't need us, then his plan won't work. Because he uses his creation, you know, man and woman, to get his will done in the earth. So how you limit yourself to say you're not important? You're very important.
Wow.
Matter of fact, you're the most important, that he created everything to revolve around you.
Ooh-hoo.
You see what I'm saying? And so everything bow downs to you. And so you have to understand who you are, you know, and understand that the Most High needs you, not in a codependent way, but his will, your will is his desire. His desire is saying, hey, this is what I need you to do. Now, my faith is saying, okay, I support that. I'm going to go give this person this to make this happen because this is what I heard. And that's how things, you know, but once again, when we don't have, it's because we're disobedient somewhere. When the Most High said, hey, I need you to do this, and you didn't, that now puts a dam to your resources.
Prosperity is your birthright.
Come on. That now puts a dam, and it stops the flow of your water. You see what I'm saying? When you obedient, it stops the flow. I mean, disobedient.
I'm glad I came tonight. That's deep right there.
Because this is the thing. We get too much involved in our feelings, in our emotions. God said, do this. Or the Most High said, do this. He don't care what you feel like and how you feel it. You see what I'm saying? He don't care. Yeah, he told you to climb.
Ain't no fun in your feelings.
Come on. You know, it's not. It's no fun. So you have to do it. It doesn't matter how you feel, because of your obedience is connected to somebody else's prosperity. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because we're all connected. You know what I mean? This brother right today has put together this beautiful studio for us to come in and bless this joint through his obedience. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
You know what I mean? And then now this is a platform that he uses for other people.
And everything that we've been talking about, like with our personal, about getting, because we looking to get some stuff like that. You don't even know. I talk with him. Mm-hmm. He's looking for someone to buy this or have a partnership.
See?
We were just talking about that last week.
Come on. And now, here it is. I had some last minute errands, and I'm like, man, I'm late.
No, you're good.
You know what I mean? But I'm right on time, because I'm supposed to be where I was supposed to be.
That's it.
And that's the thing, because a lot of times when people face adversity, man, let's just reschedule. Nah, let's get it done.
Bro, you know? We plan for this. Yeah. We plan for stuff like that, though. Usually, I'm late.
You know, but that's the thing, man. And I just encourage people to just keep pushing forward, man. You know, you're going to face challenges. You're going to face difficulties, you know, but
even when you become successful, you're going to endure more challenges.
More challenges. I tell people all the time, they like, you know, well, a rich person or a wealthy person don't have to worry about. Please. Have you ever had a bill for $1 million before? You crying over $1,000. You crying over $300. Hey.
Rick Ross electric bill is $40,000.
You see what I'm saying?
I did.
Right. Right. You see what I'm saying? But that's the thing. And so the more money, the more problems you're going to have.
That's it.
You know? And so our job is not to, You know, our job is to limit the amount of problems, you know, period, because you're going to have it. You know, expect the best, prepare for the worst.
That's it. I always prepare for the worst. Yeah. I do. That's why when the great comes, mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, I get to just dwell in it, man. Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. I've grew up mm-hmm. always getting the worst, mm-hmm. you know? And I would say that's for a lot of people being programmed incorrectly in America, because mm-hmm. America is a beautiful place to live.
It is.
Anybody can become successful overnight in America. This is episode 10. And how many celebrities have added and reached out? And I was talking to him about that, man. As soon as you just, it was third season or the third mm-hmm. episode, mm-hmm. Second episode when you was talking about Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
That dropped and all the people from Philadelphia Eagles was adding us. Mm-hmm. Then Jacksonville Jaguars. Mm-hmm. And I'm still sending you people. I don't know who they are. I don't watch sports.
Right. Yeah, but that's what it is, you know. And so, once again, it's the magnetism that's going out.
Right.
It's that energy that's going out. And a lot of things that we talk about, people are really looking forward to these.
Yes, they are.
That's the thing. It's like, man, I was on the phone.
Changing lives, man. Yeah. Like, shout out to DJ Kevin Clutch, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Seeing, just being an inspiration for people. Because seeing is believing, right? No matter what. Right. He got a Range Rover and a Tahoe. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just because he just needed that. He just needed, like I said, I talked to you. We had the conversation, Baby Landy. But we was already talking about Baby Landy for something else, not court. Mm-hmm. But when and it was brought to our attention that somebody used it in court, that was like, I'm going to do it too.
Right.
It just seeing is believing, hearing is believing.
And that's the thing. It's like, remember I was telling you about the trip in India, right? I seen a lot of miracles take place is because they believed what you said. Here in America, a lot of times, there's so much disbelief. People are like, you know, if you say, hey, do this. I ain't even go front. One time I had a pastor, one of my pastor friends, man, I wasn't feeling good. He was like, you know, pause, all right? He said, put some ice in your butt, you know, not in it, but.
Right.
And I was like, what? You know, and I was like, well, grab me some ice. And I felt better. And then I told him about it. He was like, man, I was just playing. But he said, it worked for you? I was like, yeah. He's like, cool. You see what I'm saying? But I believe the word. You see what I'm saying? And that's the thing. It's like, a lot of times we take medicine. Is it the medicine that healed you?
So,
or is it your belief in the medicine that healed
you? Yeah, so me, I believe when you get the signs and symptoms of being sick, that's you really healing.
Mm-hmm.
You was already sick. That's the healing taking place.
Most definitely. You know, and I had to go through the purging spell.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's life, though. And so think about that. You know, when you break a bone, your bone actually grows 2 times stronger than it was before you broke it. When you building muscles and you working out, you have to
no
tear
pain,
your
no gain, huh?
Right. You have to tear your muscles to build it. And so what does that mean? In order to build yourself up, you're going to have to go through. You know what I mean? You have to go through the pain to get the gain. There's no gain without pain. You know, heck,
that's
for
facts.
Those who are Bible believers, here it is, the most Yeshua himself had to die. In order, you see what I'm saying, to be raised up in glory. Like you, there's no escaping, you know what I mean, tribulation, you know. And watch out for that, because people say, you know, oh, man, I just need to be patient, man, and I'm praying for patience. Tribulations bring patience, you know what I mean?
And like I was just talking to her about Jonah in the well. She mm-hmm. didn't know the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you was Jonah in the well.
Yeah.
When you went to jail. Yeah. You wasn't doing your job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you went inside the beast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Simple as that. Exactly. And that's how I view it.
Mm-hmm.
When
mm-hmm.
Jonah didn't do what he was told to do by God, mm-hmm. something bad happened to him. It's just simple as that.
But it's not bad.
That's how God.
Right.
I feel like that's how God maneuvers. He's pushing you. It's up to, because we're energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to us to find the path of least resistance.
Yes. And that's how I look at life. I look at saying, when people say, you know, God's judgment, his judgment is saying, look, you have fall, return. Look, you're off course. And so the further you get off course, the harder the judgment is going to be to get you back. So when you're going through so much chaos, so much craziness in life, a lot of times you're just so far off course that you sat and say, hey, you need to come back. But a lot of times we don't look at those like that. You know what I mean? We look at it as, man, I'm just going through. I'm tired of going through. No, if I bump my head, I'm sitting there saying, okay, what did I do? Like, I'm very aware of that. If I stub my toe, okay, am I moving too fast? Is I missing something? Was there something I was supposed to? Like, for real, that's how I am, man. You know, because of nothing just happens to me.
Right,
I'm royalty. Right. Nothing just happens to me just because.
You said you're royalty.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And we all have to look at our lives like that. You know, nothing just happens by mistake. And so, like you said, the Jonah and the whale situation, a lot of people have to go through these things because of you may be off too far, or you have to go through a crushing process or death. Remember, we talked about seed earlier. If I'm trying to sow an apple seed, I have to plant that seed. That seed is technically dead. You see what I'm saying? And then it has to go through while it's in its death spell. That's it has to deep. Go through all this change
in order to grow.
Exactly. And so for us, we're seed. God planted us in the earth. He planted us in our mother, right? Through our father. So he utilized our father's vessel to implant the seed into our mother. So we're seed. We came with everything that we needed in life. We was a care pack. Everything that we needed, it was already in the seed. Just like your watermelon seed, just like your apple seed. Everything that seed needed to when it grows was already inside of it.
And one little seed, just it's like having faith as a mustard seed. I just seen a mustard seed though, last just week small, too. Right? They're small, yeah. And that's my life, man. I said I was a Muslim, right? Mm-hmm. I'm in the Muslim community, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I kept saying that, and they always said if Muslim means submitting your will to God, mm-hmm. you're walking by faith, not mm-hmm. by sight. Now, and I said, I'm homeless under a bridge. So if you're a Muslim, like your faith led you here. Right. So what really do you have faith in?
Right.
And that's when I just started reevaluating my life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm going to do. And I have faith that I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
And then it's more than just having faith. You got to get your ass up, bro. Go do it.
Like you said, let's look at the seed. You can have faith all day that seed is going to grow. But if you don't cultivate that, it's not going to grow. You can put water on it. You can have the sunlight. But guess what? Let me tell you something. A seed is waiting for the appropriate time to make sure that the environment is conducive for its growth. So what does that mean? Farmers hate when you plant in the winter wheat in the wintertime and you have a warm spell. The seed gets tricked to think that the environment is ready. Ooh. So it springs forward, but then that frost comes and it kills it. And so what does that mean? How much did the environment plays on our growth? So a lot of us is not growing because we're in the wrong environment. A lot of us is not growing in our relationships because we're not in the right environment.
That's what I was telling you. I said, I'm putting you around in different environments. Mm-hmm. Now I said, you was in environments where you're the black sheep, mm-hmm. and you don't know how to control what's going on,
right.
Because you're not aware of it. You're a seed trying to grow on the wrong ground.
Yeah.
And then it feels good when she was around your wife, mm-hmm. listen to what you're saying. Mm-hmm. She's like, this is where I'm supposed to be, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, and like you said, also in the environment, that's where you get the vision.
Right.
Because maybe
that's
in your
it.
Environment, you can't see.
That's it.
So you have to get outside of your environment so yes. now you can have the vision. Like, yo, this is why I tell people.
Take the faith and do it. I said, so not to cut you off, my apologies. I told her last night, I said, first time you get around rich people, they might look at you funny or you feel that way, but you keep showing up, you're mm-hmm. just going to blend in with everybody mm-hmm. else. Mm-hmm. And then habits lead to patterns. Mm-hmm. Patterns lead to habits. Yeah. All of that.
When I had my business, my son is here too. Shout out to my son, Lil Bruce.
Hey, shout out to Lil Bruce,
you know,
man.
I always told him this, and he could correct me. I said, listen, you know, when you go into these people's houses, because I had a business called B&Q Enterprises. You know, we did installation services, and our company was highly recommended.
Well, you did
know,
a lot of shit.
We did word of mouth. You see what I'm saying? We did word of mouth, and so I had high-end clients. Talking about clients on Fifth Ave, the up, you know what I mean? Like, high-end clients. You know, and so I said, look, when you get in these places, don't go, ooh.
Right.
I said, act like you've been here before.
Ooh.
You see what I'm saying?
Hey, did I not tell you that?
And so, it respected them more. And I said, listen, if they offer you something to drink, say thank you, but I want to get my job
You know
first.
Who taught me that?
Who?
Winky Wright.
Oh, wow.
Like, hey, boy, act like you've been here.
See, But that was just something, you know what I mean, that I had picked up, and they respect you.
Right. Yeah, you they do. But you talk about it later. Yeah. Like, did you see that?
Yeah, because I'm hyped too. Yeah, like, I got a job to do.
Right, we got a job to do.
Hey, you know, nice spot, you know.
Yeah, keep it moving. Nice house, man. I enjoy it. I clean carpets. Mm-hmm. You know, I actually discourage. I know it's going to be a big bag, but I don't want to go into a 15-bedroom house. Clean all your carpets, boy. Right. I'm going to be here all day.
Facts. But yeah, and so that taught him to see things a little differently even when he was younger. And so he doesn't have a limited mind. He's able to, and my son was also homeschooled. So he has a, his mind is different because you got to think, when you're programmed to think a certain way, you're only thinking inside that box. But how he is, he talks to me, and a lot of times he's like, yo, Pops, you said, and I'm like, I just sit there and listen like, yo, like my son 18 years old. You know what I mean? No, 19 now. But he just sit there and just like talk to me on some like he's a grown man and I listen to him. You know what I mean? Yeah. And he's very, very intelligent, you know, and I just sit back and I just stop talking sometimes. I'm like, that's me right there. You know what I mean? That's right. Go ahead, son. Do your thing. You know? And so
Keanu was talking about him yesterday, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tight, man. Y'all love y'all's children, man. Y'all love y'all's family. That's tight. Man.
And all my children is like that, you know, and I just, like I said, a lot of times we too controlling on our children is because do we really believe that we taught them the things that they need?
Yeah, I mean, how like, we learn by bumping our heads on our own.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you tell them once, then when they mess up, hey, you was right, Pops.
Yeah.
Because you keep forcing it, forcing it, forcing it, they might do the opposite.
They're going to rebel.
Yes.
They're going to rebel. And so, you know, I had learned that, you know, me being a Cancer, I'm a family man. And so a lot of times my control, I'm not controlling, meaning that you do. No, but I like to control to make sure everybody's protected. You see what I'm saying? I don't do that because I want to make sure you. So, that's why I was telling her.
I said that we they don't even know who we're talking about. So it's all right, good. Right. But her aunt and her aunt's husband. And their kids are staying at her grandma and grandpa's. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and you don't need, if you're trying to get your shit together, right. You trying to get your own house, you don't need to talk to auntie.
Nah, for real.
You dig what I'm saying? I was like, if you're trying to get your shit together, you know, look at Chief. He holding down 10 kids, two wives, grandkids. I said, that's the person I want to talk to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just stuff like that, man. Look at their life. You got to consider who you're receiving this advice from.
We'll be back after a quick break.
In a world where borders can limit opportunities, one book dares to challenge the norm and empower foreign nationals like never before. Introducing Can't Touch This, Diplomatic Immunity as a Foreign National by best-selling author Don Kalam. Did you know there is a difference being a citizen and national? This is for foreign nationals seeking to expand their horizons. Do you dream of obtaining a diplomatic passport and the freedom it brings? Don Kalam reveals the secrets to unlocking diplomatic immunity and creating your own nation. Discover why you are already a foreign national, learn the steps to obtain a diplomatic passport, and explore how you can be recognized by numerous nations on your diplomatic journey. Most never knew they could have diplomatic immunity as a foreign national. This book is a game changer for anyone seeking freedom and recognition on the international stage. Get your copy of Can't Touch This today and embark on a journey towards diplomatic immunity and creating your own nation. Order your copy now and unlock the power of diplomatic immunity as a foreign national. Can't Touch This, Diplomatic Immunity as a Foreign National by Don Kalam. Available now at leading bookstores and online. Get your copy today.
Yeah, and sometimes people can learn from their mistakes, and sometimes they don't, you know, they don't have that hand up. But 9 times out of 10, you don't need to take that. You know what I mean? You need to
take the hand up.
Right. Yeah.
We don't take handouts.
Right. We don't take handouts. We take hand ups because sometimes people can tell you what to do, but it's hard for them to do it because they need that hand up to get them on that path to do it. But sometimes, like I said, most majority of times, you don't need to listen to these people. If they don't have the fruit,
that's it.
You see what I'm saying? You could tell me you're an apple all day. You see what I'm saying? But I'm looking at you and you grapes. You strawberries, right, bro. I'm not listening to you. You see what I'm saying? Because I need an apple advice right now.
That's
you
know right.
What I mean? And so these are the things that we have to really consider around us. Once again, environment. You know, if your environment is not, I always look at this. When I learned in personal training school, it said that, you know, when you're doing intakes and you're working out, they try to find out, you know, what you do in life, right? And that's because this workout is going to add more stress. And the more stress you add to your body, if you overstress, your body won't change to that stimulus. And so what happens is that your environment has to put an adequate amount of stress on you to get you to produce. So a lot of times, if your environment is not causing you the much needed stress, you're not going to do. And so our environment is very, very key to our growth. And so if we got people around us and we just lollygagging and I'm just having fun all the time and nobody's putting a demand on your life, you're in the wrong environment. That environment is going to destroy you. Yeah, they're cool, but it's cool and you're not going to grow because that environment is not designed. It's not healthy. You see, it's malnourished. You're being malnourished in that environment. Yeah, you're having a good time. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's all that. Yeah, Pookie and New Jack, all these people is around here and everybody's living. But no one is putting a demand to say, hey, you got to grow. Hey, it's more to it. Hey, you need to do this. Hey, did you do that today? Hey, you know what I mean? And having that accountability, if you don't have that, you're not going to grow. You know what I mean? Accountability equals responsibility. And you can't
accountability
have,
equals you know responsibility.
I mean? And if you don't have the responsibility, you're not going to have accountability. You see what I'm saying? Because the responsibility puts accountability on your life.
It comes with self-discipline.
Yes, for real.
Yes. And we're coming to a close, man. I just want to ask you one question. Mm-hmm. Who are you?
Hey, man.
Hey, look, this was... I had a headache, everything. Mm-hmm. As soon as I stepped in here, headache was gone. Mm-hmm. This felt good, bro. Yeah. This felt good tonight.
Because you're in your purpose. That's why. You're in your purpose. This is what you do. I watch you metamorph, man. And we met this time last year. That's crazy. This is why I say this is how you know growth. This time last year, look where you at now. Like, you found... You see what I'm saying? Like you said, man, I got my second wind. You found that pocket. Here it is. That plane is taking off and it's going through all that and then it hits that pocket. That's you, man. You found your pocket. You found where you're supposed to be at. And that's why now when all these stresses and things is hitting you, it's easier for you to recover faster because you're walking more in your purpose.
It feels better because I know I got your tribe mm-hmm. rocking with me too. Mm-hmm. Just know that. Like I told Kiana, like I said... And luckily, I never had the... I said, man, I stayed in Vegas for a while last year because I knew if anything went down, you had my back.
Almost definitely.
And I never had to call you. I never mm-hmm. had to use that resource. Never had to do that. But I knew you had my back. Mm-hmm. I said, man, as long as I keep it real, Chief is going to rock with me.
Right.
You know? Flaws and all.
Yeah.
And as simple as that,
I don't
man.
Judge, man. You know me.
He does not judge anybody.
No.
He will meet you where you're at mm-hmm. and raise you up.
Yep. Yeah, most definitely.
And that's what I told her too. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, if he said y'all talk, that's it. Yeah. Say less, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know what questions she got for you, but she got some questions for you.
It's all good.
But she understanding this, bro, mm-hmm. just by, because you already set the foundation and she never met females talking like that. Mm-hmm. Bro, I meet it. You know?
Environment.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
Environment.
Once again, females... I look at this and I tell my wives this, females beget females, period. You want to draw more females? The females draw females, not the men. You see what I'm saying? And so when the females is on point and they're now challenging you and putting a demand on you, it's going to cause you to step up.
I just think it's dope because everything with you, mm-hmm. you continue to reveal stuff to me, right? Mm-hmm. Like I learn more about you as we go. Mm-hmm. Same stuff with your wives, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah.
They're definitely a reflection of you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. That's deep, man. How can we reach you, man? How can people let us know what you're working on?
And what can people can reach out for you for?
I'm working on a book dealing with unincorporated associations. Don is here. We getting this joint out. All right. We working on our tribal government. It's in the play. Ball is rolling. Everything is coming out on that. I don't speak on things too soon. But trust me, when you know is when I start speaking about it. That's when you know it's all going. You can reach me on IG, Instagram at Chief Amir Zaire. That's CHIEFAMIRZAHIR. Also, I am AmirZaire.com. You can hit me up on that. You know, we do consultation calls, clarity calls, and also the booking for, you know, speaking engagements is coming because I am getting back into more speaking, keynote speaking, motivational speaking, and things like that. So you can reach me up on IamAmirZaire.com for that information.
And he is a worldwide speaker, Africa, India.
I appreciate it. You know, I don't really talk about
He doesn't brag about himself, but trust and believe, you go to the nail shop, they're going to brag on him. I'm Don Kalam. You reach me at DON_KILAM on the Instagram. And I just want you to know, man, Chief, there's really not he really can't tell you all he does, man. If you know, you know. If you feel this message, reach out, man.
Facts.
A workman's worthy of his hire. Just keep that in mind. But right now, he is helping a lot of people with unincorporated associations. If you don't know what that is, it's better than a 508c1a ministry trust. Mm-hmm. And it's worth it. It's worth it. And it's worth learning how to operate in an unincorporated association, which is being taught in the these private communities, the private sector communities, but at the end of the day, it's not being taught on how to attach it to a tribal government.
Yeah. And so once again, when everything gets into play and the ball is really, really there, then we're going to start opening up. But a lot of this information that we're given is going to be to our people that's affiliated in the tribal government, that's actually a part of the tribal government. And so, and why? Because it's a private community. We don't speak privately. We don't speak private things in the public. So yeah, we'll give you little tidbits here and there, and that's cool. But when you want to know the in-depth thing, you have to be a part of something. Just like I had to be a part. To sit next to this man right here was a blessing to me. You know, when he said, hey, $1,000 for the membership, I said, I need to get with him. Here's $1,000. And I'm here. And now we doing things together. We partnering up and we making big moves because I believed in what he was doing. And I sowed that seed and I believed in me. Hence why I sowed that seed into him. So once again, you can't get private information in the public. I'm sorry, you guys. You can't. Google is free. Yes, it's free for a reason. And they're going to give you a whole bunch of crap, you know. And if you know what you're really looking for, you'll find it. But slim to none.
I mean, it's on the public stock exchange.
Yeah, so it's public. So, yeah. So when dealing with the tribal governments and things like that, where it's going to be for our members. And we're going to tell you guys on how to do things, you know, how to move. And so that's that.
And that's it. That's the show. Make sure you hit 5 stars. Leave us comments, reviews on your favorite podcast platform. And look up Dream Keepers Radio on the YouTube. Much peace and love.
Peace and love.
Are you ready to unlock the secrets of commerce and build an empire that lasts for generations? Look no further. Introducing $1 Million Worth of Gain by Don Kalam, your official guide to the private and public side of commerce. In this groundbreaking book, Don Kalam reveals the strategies and insider knowledge you need to create and protect your wealth. Learn how to navigate the intricate world of commerce, master the art of building an empire, and secure a lasting legacy for your family. Get your hands on $1 Million Worth of Gain today and embark on a transformative journey toward financial abundance. Don't miss out on the opportunity to build your empire and secure a prosperous future for generations to come. Get ready to conquer the world of commerce. $1 Million Worth of Gain by Don Kalam, your ultimate guide to building an empire and leaving a legacy. $1 Million Worth of Gain by Don Kalam. Available now. Get your copy and start your journey to generational wealth.